This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have the limitless treasures of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Donate them. Let no one go away from your door empty-handed. Question. What Srimat does the Father, who is the saccharin of all relationships, give his children? Answer. Sweet children, remove your intellect's yoga from everyone else and continue to remember me alone. Nothing of this world, no friends or relatives, should be remembered, because at this time everything causes sorrow. In order to become a master of the world, you definitely have to make effort to settle your karmic accounts of 63 births. Forget everything and become bodiless, for only then will your accounts be settled. I am the saccharin of all relationships. Om Shanti. Bapdada asks you children, in whose remembrance are you sitting? Shiv Babas. You should say loudly, we are sitting in remembrance of Shiv Baba. You children, that is, you souls, have a connection with Shiv Baba. You belong to Shiv Baba through this one, because Shiv Baba meets you through him. This one is called the agent in between. You don't have any connection with the agent. He is the one in between through whom you go to that one. All the accounts of give and take should be with the Father, not with this one. Even this one's give and take is with the Father. This one also says to that Father, Baba, everything of mine is yours. Firstly, you have the faith that you are souls. Secondly, you souls also have the faith that you are now receiving your inheritance from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You become Shiv Baba's helpers with your thoughts, words and deeds, and your body, mind and wealth. You have surrendered all of that to Shiv Baba. Then Shiv Baba gives you directions. Do this and that in such and such a way. This is called Srimat. The Father himself says, I enter this old body. This one is also becoming pure from impure. Who said this? Shiv Baba. This one is also becoming pure. His account is still with me. No one has any account with him. You write letters saying, Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. But Maya is such that she doesn't allow you to remember Baba constantly. She breaks your intellect's yoga again and again. Make this effort firm and you will forget everything else. You will even forget your bodies. Those bodies will exist, but you, you souls, will dislike all those things. You must practice this in order to create that stage. At the end, we mustn't even remember our bodies. The Father says, consider yourselves to be bodiless and remember me, your Father. I am constantly bodiless. You too were bodiless. You then played your parts. You now have to play your parts once again. This is the effort. It is not a small thing to become a master of the world. Only human beings can become the masters of the world. Those deities are still human beings, but they are called human beings with divine virtues. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world, and they had their own children. Only they would call them mother and father. But nowadays, because of blind faith, people even sing to Lakshmi and Narayan, "You are the mother and father." In fact, this is the praise of Shiv Baba. People sing praise to the deities. "You are full of all virtues," but no one knows why they worship them. You no longer sing such praise as "You are the mother and father." Yes, you know that Shiv Baba is the incorporeal father, the supreme soul. It is only from him that you receive a lot of happiness. You only receive sorrow from all the rest of your relatives. That one is the saccharin from whom you receive the sweetness of all relationships. This is why the father says, "Remove your intellect's yoga from your father, uncles, etc., and constantly remember me alone." You even sing, "You are the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness." The bestower of salvation for all is only the one. He is our everything. Sorrow is still received from a physical father, but a teacher doesn't cause anyone sorrow. By studying with a teacher, you earn a livelihood for your body. There are also those who teach certain skills. They all teach for a temporary period. Even on the path of devotion, they only praise one Rama, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They all remember him alone. In fact, devotion should be done of only one. Only he makes you worthy of worship. At first you only worship Shiv Baba. That is called Satapratthan worship. Then from being Satapratthan, souls become Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You understand that you become worshippers. At first you only used to worship Shiv Baba, and then your degrees decreased. From being Satapratthan, devotion also becomes Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The whole drama is based on you. You were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. This story is of those who take the full 84 births. The father sits here and tells you how you have taken 84 births. The account is of those who first become worthy of worship deities and then become worshippers. The father says, "I come to teach you every cycle and to establish the deity Dharma. I teach you Raj Yoga. There can only be one God." They say that God is in every stone and pebble, or that he is in every particle, but it cannot be like that. The praise of God is infinite. You say, "O Baba, your ways and means are unique." This means that the Srimat you receive from him is unique. The Father is called the bestower of liberation and salvation, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The intellect goes upwards. Only he is remembered at a time of sorrow. If Rama and Sita were in your intellects, there would be the whole Ramayana in your intellects. You call out to that one father. You must not connect your intellects to any corporeal human being or subtle deity, but only to the one Father. Only the one Father is the purifier. Any spiritual gathering that people go to, they only sing, "The purifier is the Rama of Sita." However, there is no meaning to that. All of that is the praise of the path of devotion. All are in the jail of Ravan. Many people wander around on the path of devotion. There is no question of wandering here. The father explains, the intellects of you children have to imbibe these points very well. Study regularly. If, due to any reason, you are unable to go to class in the morning, go in the afternoon. Don't cause anyone trouble. You have the whole day. Go and study at any time. These daughters are on service from morning till night. The service stations are open all day long. Show the path to anyone who comes. First of all, tell them to think about how they have two fathers. They remember the father from beyond this world at a time of sorrow. Now, Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone. Death is just standing ahead. This is that same Mahabharat war. Although big millionaires and billionaires build huge buildings, none of them will remain. All of them will be destroyed. They think that the duration of the Iron Age is hundreds of thousands of years. That is called extreme darkness. When someone who has a lot of money asks if he can build a building, Baba replies, "If you have the money, you can do that. Otherwise, even that money is going to turn to dust. This is all temporary. All of that money would also be wasted. Nothing will remain. Therefore, you may build it and make arrangements for a Gita Pathshala. Give to those who come to your doorstep such alms that you make them into the masters of the world. You have a lot of wealth of this knowledge. No one else has this much. The wealthiest among you are those whose intellects are full of the jewels of this knowledge. Fill the aprons of those who come to you. You have so many treasures. Simply put up a board. Come inside and we will show you the path to claim the inheritance of constant happiness of heaven." However, children don't have this intoxication. They have intoxication here, but as soon as they leave, they forget. There has to be that interest in showing the path to others who come so that their boats can go across. You have great wealth. You can give many jewels to a beggar or a millionaire who comes to you. Baba makes you intoxicated here, but then it becomes soda water. Baba fills your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. However, it is number-wise. If it is in someone's fortune, he imbibes them fully. Baba says, try to stay in constant remembrance. Don't think that you have to go to a center and just sit down quietly somewhere. No, whenever you have a moment while walking and moving around, continue to remember the Father. Let your hands continue to do the work, and your heart, that is your intellect, remain connected in yoga to the Father. There will be great benefit for you by your having remembrance of the Father. You will become wealthy for 21 births. The unlimited Father gives you your unlimited inheritance. Barrett was heaven, but it is now hell. The Father says, "Now remember me, and you souls will become Satyabritan." When you remember the Father, your intoxication rises. No one in the world is as wealthy as we are. If you don't remember the Father, how would you receive the wealth? You children receive limitless happiness in heaven. They have written so many tall stories in the scriptures. They even sing, "The king is Rama, and the subjects are those who belong to Rama." There is benefit in righteousness. Then they say that Rama's Sita was abducted, and that Rama led an army of monkeys. Previously, you too used to study all of these things without understanding them. You now understand everything very well. They have written such wonderful things. The Father says, "I have to take the support of matter." They have shown Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar in the picture of the Trimurti, but they don't understand who Vishnu is or where he resides. They say that the Vishnu temple is the temple to Narayan, but they don't understand the meaning of that at all. Lakshmi and Narayan, who rule in the Golden Age, are the dual form of Vishnu. You are now changing from humans into deities. Tell anyone who comes, we are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so Prajapita Brahma is the father of us all. He has so many subjects. You must have heard his name. God created Brahmins through Brahma. The Father would definitely have given the inheritance to you children. He makes you children into the masters of the world. You are receiving the inheritance from Shiv Baba. One is a worldly father, and the other is the father from beyond this world. You have now found this Alaukik, subtle father. He was a jeweler. He didn't know anything before. It is of him that it is said, "I enter him at the end of the last of his many births." The system of going into retirement, beyond sound, exists in Barrett. After the age of 60, they retire and go to a guru. The father enters this one and says, "You now have to return home." Everyone wants liberation, but no one has any knowledge of liberation. No one can merge into the Brahm element. The whole world continues to turn. Everyone has to play his or her own part. It is said that the history and geography of the world repeat. This drama is eternally predestined. You have to play your parts of 84 births. This is the dance of knowledge. Those people then show drums of Shankar. How could Shankar, a resident of the subtle region, play drums? The Father has explained that you were like monkeys. Therefore, he led that army of monkeys. Baba is playing the drums of this knowledge in front of you. He is giving you this knowledge. He is now transforming your features and your characters. You have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Baba now makes you sit on the pyre of this knowledge and is transforming your features and characters and making you beautiful from ugly. Baba makes you so intoxicated here. So why does that disappear? Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Imbibe the limitless treasures of this knowledge that the Father is giving you and make yourself wealthy. Also donate them to everyone. Fill the aprons of whoever comes to you. 2. Only by having remembrance of the Father will there be benefit. Therefore, whilst walking and moving around, stay in remembrance of the Father as much as possible. Experience the sweetness of all relationships with just the one Father. Blessing. May you finish your complaint of waste thoughts by keeping constantly busy and thereby become completely kalmatite. Storms of waste thoughts obstruct you from becoming completely kalmatite. In order to finish this complaint of waste thoughts, keep your mind busy at every moment. Learn the art of booking your time. Make a program in which you have to keep your mind busy throughout the whole day. Keep your mind busy in 4 things every day. 1. Meeting, that is heart-to-heart conversation. 2. Speaking, that is doing service. 3. Being absorbed in love. 4. Having deep love. By doing this, your time will be used in a worthwhile way and the complaint of waste will finish. Slogan: those who consider success to be their godly birthright are able to stay constantly happy. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. In order to have easiness and simplicity, definitely pay attention to one thing. Your stage must not depend on praise. Some children have a greater desire for some fruit of their actions, and therefore, when they are not praised, their stage fluctuates. When they are defamed, they become like orphans. They let go of their stage and even forget the master to whom they belong. Therefore, do not let your stage depend on praise. Om Shanti.